Welcome to KCPW's BeHype Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah history.
145 years ago this week, George Sutherland, so far Utah's only Supreme Court justice, was born in Buckinghamshire, England. His parents, who converted to Mormonism the same year he was born, eventually moved to Utah and settled in Springville. Shortly after, the family left the LDS Church, but though Sutherland still attended Brigham Young Academy in Provo and studied under Mormon scholar Carl Mazur. After finishing school in Provo, Sutherland moved to Michigan, where he attended one term of law school and became a licensed attorney. After graduating from the University of Michigan, however, he moved back to Utah, got married, and opened up a law practice with his father. One of the founders of the Utah Bar Association, Sutherland became known for defending Mormons indicted under federal anti-polygamy statutes. Soon, he found himself elected to the Utah State House of Representatives, then the U.S. House, and finally the U.S. Senate. When Sutherland was defeated for a third term in the Senate, he opened a law practice in Washington, D.C. 5 years later, President Warren Harding named him to the U.S. Supreme Court, where he became known for his staunchly conservative stances on social issues and struck down provisions of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt's New Deal. Retiring in 1938, Sutherland died 4 years later in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. Sources consulted in the creation of this and other BeHype Archive episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. KCPW's BeHype Archive is a production of the Utah Humanities Council.
I'm Brandon Johnson. Please visit us online at kcpw.org.